Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, Thursday afternoon, we are almost to the weekend, and next week is Thanksgiving week. A lot of kids are going to be off all week, and I know many of you are planning Thanksgiving plans, and some of you will be gone all week, and many people are taking off Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, and Black Friday, so it's going to be a short week for most people, and the holidays have begun. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us this afternoon on WWL. Once again, we have a lot to talk about, and a couple of things we didn't get to yesterday, we will get to this afternoon. So you hear about this cold front that's coming? It's either coming Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, or Friday, Black Friday. So it's just, it's nice when it feels like the season. You know, I mean, we've had many 80-degree Thanksgivings. We've had many 80-degree Christmases here. So it's just nice when there's cooler weather and it feels like the holiday spirit. And I mentioned, last weekend, I spent a day in Macomb, Mississippi. It was actually Sunday. And I noticed that when you go up I-55, and I'm sure it's the same when you go up I-59, but when you go up I-55 and you get off that raised area over, you know, the marsh area, and then you go past Middendorf's and Manchac, and you get off of that raised area, and you're heading just right there toward Ponchatoula, you start to see some foliage that is changing. You know, you start to see the red leaves and the yellow leaves, and I really didn't think we had it that far south, but we do, and some of you who live in that area, Albany, or just in that whole part of Louisiana, you actually see some leaves changing. It's not as spectacular as some parts of the country, but it's kind of cool. And I don't know about you, but if you grew up in New Orleans, like I did, we didn't really know where fall colors came from. You know, around Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving, we would start to see, in the produce section, we would start to see cornucopia, we'd start to see corn, we'd start to see colors of red, brown, and yellow. And then when we were coloring in our coloring books, and there was a fall Thanksgiving scene, we colored the leaves red, brown, and yellow. I didn't really know where those colors came from. I just knew those were the colors of fall. And it wasn't until I moved to Philadelphia, when I was on WPHT in Philadelphia, that I realized where those colors come from. It's the fall leaves changing. And I guess I didn't travel that much as a kid or even a young adult. I didn't travel that much to those parts of the country that have the leaves changing. And then I lived in so many places where the leaves changed that it was really awesome. But again, when I was growing up here in New Orleans, I really didn't know where those colors came from. I just knew they were the colors of fall. Last hour, Newell was talking to Rafael Guarnecchi, and between Newell and Rafael Guarnecchi, these guys are the experts, but there was a conversation about crime and the consent decree and the city of New Orleans. And basically, the police department misbehaved to the point where, I mean, there were some renegade officers. I mean, there still are a few, but the police department needed to be under a consent decree because of its collective behavior. And I guess the question was, is that going to come back? And I certainly hope it doesn't. And I have a sense that it won't. I feel confident right now under Ann Kirkpatrick that that's not going to happen. But then, you know, the question is, what happens down the road? Well, if New Orleans deserves it, it will be under another consent decree. But I'd like to think that we've reached a point where there's been enough information and enough people busted for police brutality that a police officer would never want to put himself or herself in that situation. And you do have choices to make. You are trained how to deal with arrests. And there are some police officers, and again, I think it's fair to point out the bad cops because it protects the good cops. The bad cops get a lot of attention, but by pointing them out, we point out that, hey, whoa, this is just a few people. This is not the entire police department. So by calling out the bad, we really protect the image of the majority, the good, hardworking, dedicated police officers. And as tempting as it might be, as much as your adrenaline is running, you can't execute judgment in the field. Just because you think somebody deserves it, you can't beat the hell out of them. If you're arresting them and it's under control. And you and I have seen countless videos of police officers just beating the hell out of people. They were totally under control. And so the only thing that I can think of is that the police officers were trying to punish that person in the field. That's not the job of law enforcement. The job of law enforcement is to arrest them and bring them to justice. And the courts will deal with that. But the idea of just, you know, beating somebody mercilessly in the field is unacceptable. So, you know, I don't know. I feel good about NOPD. And, you know, there was a time that I didn't. But that was a while back, and things have changed, and I feel good about it. Hey, I went to the Pelicans game last night. That they lost. I mean, they were really never in it. They only lost by 7 points, which I thought was kind of admirable because they were way down for much of the game. You know, it was exciting to be there. Zion Williamson was on the court. Number one was there. He was on the court. He was playing. And there were just moments of brilliance. But then there were moments where, you know, he would miss easy shots. And I guess when you don't play all the time, you know, you can practice hard. But when you're not in a game situation, you're not going to fine-tune your skills as much as you will when you're in a game. And you can't repeat that in practice. And so, you know, he looked okay, but he looked a little, you know, a little rusty. And you got to be out there, and you got to play, and you know, you've got to be combat ready. And I thought that was the big thing. He wasn't combat ready, but I love the Pelicans. I have been to 2 more games this year than last year. I'm embarrassed to tell you. I don't think I went to 1 game. Maybe no, I did. I went to 1 game last year, and that's embarrassing, because I love the Pelicans and I love the NBA. And I said that this year I was going to make a concerted effort to be at more Pelicans games. So I've been to 2 so far this season, and I will go to a lot more. I want to support the team. As I said, I even bought some Pelicans merchandise, and I want to support the team. I hope we get a new coach soon, because I think psychologically this team is a little tentative because they don't have a known leader. They don't know who their leader is going to be. If it's going to be the interim coach, then name him the head coach. But there's money to hire whoever needs to be hired for the Pelicans. There's no reason why we should not have a top-notch coach. And as I've said, if the Pelicans, you know, don't go after a top-notch coach, then it sort of sends a message to us, the fans, that the Pelicans are going to always be a stepchild to the Saints, and it's really not that important. So with money not being an object, I would think that they would go after a top-notch coach, and let's see what happens. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss's coach, is being questioned about his future, and you know, he seems to be happy at Ole Miss, but if there is a much bigger offer at LSU, you know, nobody's gonna blame him for going. There's been some talk about Lane Kiffin's ex-wife, Layla, who has visited Gainesville, where the University of Florida is, and Baton Rouge, where, of course, LSU is. And she's, you know, kind of checking out the boutiques and things where she could, you know, spend a few bucks. No, I'm just kidding about that. Well, maybe she is. But she's there, I guess, checking out the, you know, the territory and checking out some houses. And with the money that Lane Kiffin is going to be making, he's going to be able to buy one hell of a house in Gainesville or Baton Rouge. Now, if he made that kind of money, he could still buy a great house in Los Angeles or New York. But can you imagine how far that money is going to go in Gainesville or Baton Rouge? So is it going to be Florida? Is it going to be LSU? It seems like it's going to be LSU. But Lane Kiffin right now is figuring out what's best for him and his family financially, but also what is going to be the best situation in the future. You know, if there is a hint that Governor Jeff Landry is going to get involved with LSU, he might not want to take the job. So we'll have to see what happens. But there's a lot that Lane Kiffin has to consider, like which program is going to be the best program that's going to give me an opportunity to produce a national champion, and which team, if I build up either team, which team is going to make me more of a hero if I build up that team? And it might be Florida. Florida hasn't had a championship team in a long time. And there's a lot of great rivalries in Florida, Florida, Florida State, Florida, Miami. So it will be interesting to see what Lane Kiffin decides to do. So it's still not finalized, but a lot of people are hoping it's LSU. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Baton Rouge. And Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot?
Good, Paul.
Good. Yeah, I want to kind of explain why the leaves on the trees turn color.
Okay.
It all has to do with the amount of light throughout the day. Light, when chlorophyll inside the leaves don't get enough light, they die. And that exposes the other cells to come out and okay. whatever the color they are, change the color.
But Paul, obviously, some trees are more prone to color change than others. Some
right,
even though
right.
they go through the same thing, some trees don't change.
You have some what they call evergreen.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't change, but these hardwood trees do.
Yeah. You have some foliage changing in Baton Rouge?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm heading that way, and I'm coming from New Orleans and heading back to Baton Rouge.
Okay. Yeah, I was surprised last Sunday. I didn't expect to see as much as I saw. And, you know, it's not everywhere, but there was enough to make you feel like, hey, this is fall. I'm driving up I-55, and this is it's kind of cool. I'm seeing some fall foliage.
Right.
All right, Paul, I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening in Baton Rouge, and thanks for the information about why leaves change colors. I think the first big word that I learned in school was photosynthesis. That was like the first big word we learned in school because it was like a big deal. You know, I mean, it was like it's part of life on this planet. And at a very early age, you know, you learn photosynthesis. And I just thought that was a, you know, big word. And I used to try to bring it up in conversation, you know, with the few friends that I had back then. And just, you know, like, hey, let's go to the park. We can play a little football in the presence of photosynthesis going on. So I try to bring it up whenever I could. Hey, Ian is stuck in the back doing paperwork again. He is assistant program director of the station, so there are times that Ian is in the back doing paperwork. But Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Coleman.
Hey, it's good. How are we doing?
Photosynthesis.
Right. So
big word.
So during one of the breaks, I passed by and I saw like the meeting with like Ian and Diane and all that.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting goat tacos tomorrow. Here's what I think. So when I passed by the office, I kind of peeked and I saw like they was like shrouded in these robes with like a cloak over their head. And I think there was like an upside down star with candles lit all around it. And I think there was like a goat in the middle. And I think there was like a statue of George Soros and it was chanting these weird things.
Yeah.
And I saw the knife go up over the goat, but I had to go to the vending machine. So I left. So I think they're making goat tacos for the potluck tomorrow.
I see. Okay. You know, and a knife is over the goat and they're having that meeting with candles and the dark tire over their heads. And you're just walking by and going right to the vending machine.
Speaking Latin,
stopping.
But I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think I would have stopped to watch that. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, of course, that goes on. All right, if you want to join us with a comment anytime this afternoon about anything we talk about, Here's the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. It's 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. It is Saints Falcons week. Kellen Moore talks about the Saints being ready. We'll talk about that when we come back. And then also, we have to talk about President Trump signing the bill to release the Epstein files. Now what? Do you think we're going to really see the Epstein files? And again, I remind you, I don't consider this topic to be a topic about politics, although I guess politics is involved in some way. But this is a topic about pedophilia. It is a topic about rich, powerful men in America who have been getting away with pedophilia, having sex with, raping underage girls. And they're getting away with it. And they shouldn't get away with it. And we need to expose who these men are. And I hope they're poo-pooing in their pants right now because of the possibility that their names are going to get out there. Because if their names are released and they're associated with some big business, their business is, I think, going to suffer. Some people may argue differently. But anyway, we'll also talk about that coming up. But yeah, Saints Falcons week. Saints have been on a bye. Are they going to be ready for the Falcons? I think so. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, because I was some kind of flabby old man with man boobs, and just the thought of all of this is just disgusting. It doesn't matter who is hurt by this. Anybody who had sex with an underage girl deserves to be hurt by this. I don't care who it is. So the president has signed a new federal law directing the Justice Department to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. It could take weeks or months to carry this out. Why? I mean, the files are there. But the president just wants credit right now for being someone who said, I want the files released. And that was a change because he didn't want them released. And then suddenly he and the Justice Department change, and they want the files released. I'm curious about what may have been done to the files. But yet, you know, Ian was talking about this, I guess, yesterday. It seems like it would be difficult to alter the files because there would be so many triggers that would go off that would indicate that the files could be changed. But I'm sorry, I just don't trust the government in general. And I don't trust that the files are going to be just released. I hope they are. Now, also, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, said that there's information, new information, and additional information. She said, and again, we will continue to follow the law to investigate any leads. if there are any victims, we encourage all victims to come forward. And we will continue to provide maximum transparency under the law. Well, I don't believe that at all. I mean, I don't believe that. I don't care who's president. I don't believe that anybody wants to be transparent when it comes to something like this. So if there is an investigation going on, if there's an investigation, then the files apparently can't be released by law. So when Pam Bondi says we're going to follow the law, all they have to do is start up an investigation. And it sounds like there's already one going on, or they're already looking at new information. So if there's new information, if there is an investigation going on, the files are not going to be released. And that's, it's a cop-out. It's a cop-out. I don't know if we're ever going to know. I don't know if we're ever going to see those files. Let me see if I can find... Let me see if I can find some information. I did a... Here it is. I went back and I did a timeline here. And I want you to follow me through this timeline of this year. February 21st, Attorney General Pam Bondi told Fox News the Epstein files included a client list. And the client list is sitting on her desk. That was February 21st. March the 1st, she told Fox News. Oh, no, Fox News reported. Oh, yeah, she did. She told Fox News that Americans, I scribbled a lot of these notes from this timeline. March 1st, Pam Bondi told Fox News Americans will get the full Epstein files. March 3rd. Pam Bondi told Sean Hannity on Fox News the Department of Justice received a truckload of evidence from the FBI and everything is going to be made public. March 23rd, she said we are reviewing and releasing all of these documents. Sometime in May, she had a conversation with the president telling him that his name appears in the Epstein files. That was sometime in May. July 6th, the Department of Justice announced there's no client list. July 8th, the president said, this is the first time he started doing this, the president started bashing reporters who asked questions about the Epstein files. July 23rd, we find out that the president's name is in the files. Now, if his name is in the files, that doesn't mean he did anything wrong. All we know is that his name is in the files. Based on that timeline, it just doesn't seem like we're getting the truth. And for whatever reason, and there may be many, for whatever reason, the American people are not learning the truth about the men who raped underage girls. So somebody is powerful enough, or collectively, they're all powerful enough to prevent this from happening. And it's, it's sad because we're just kind of, I think we're being toyed with. You know, yeah, we're going to release the files. They're coming out. And the timeline I just went through, it was obvious that they were going to release the files. And again, February 21st, Pam Bondi told Fox News the Epstein files include a client list. It's sitting on my desk. Well, what did she mean by that? Why would she say that if it wasn't true? And then suddenly there's no client list? That doesn't make sense. And then, you know, in May, when Pam Bondi tells the president his name is in the files, which again doesn't mean he did anything wrong, but his name is in the files, and for some reason he doesn't want the files released. Even though he has said he wants the files released, it seems like he and the Justice Department are going to find a way to not release the files to us. So everybody involved in not releasing the files is essentially protecting these powerful, rich pedophiles, because that's what they are, pedophiles. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And we'll get to some of your text coming up. Also, we'll get to some of your calls coming up. You know, I just feel like we're all just being shuffled around. You know, they tease us with, you know, releasing the files, and now I just don't get a sense that the files are gonna be released. I think there's gonna be an excuse not to release them. And I'm not gonna talk about this forever. You know, there are gonna be people who are not gonna let this die. When it is a big topic of discussion, we will talk about it on the show. But again, this is still congruent with my desire to not lean toward politics on this show and to lean toward other things. And to me, this is about pedophilia. It's not about politics. And no politician and no businessman, nobody deserves to be protected if they raped an underage girl and paid money for the opportunity and probably acted like, you know, they were just somehow just the greatest lover that they would ever experience. I mean, these men obviously had massive, massive egos. And because of their power, because of their money, they thought they could get away with anything, including raping underage girls. And so far, guess what? They've gotten away with it. So we will see over time how this transpires. But it should not die. And I would think that if there were only Democrats in the files, that they would be quickly released under this administration. So apparently it's not just Democrats. All right, you got a comment. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Somebody yesterday called the show and said, why haven't these girls come forward and told us who the names are of the men that had sex with them? And Coleman brought up a really good point when he said, you know, these girls were young at the time. They might not have known who these people were. I mean, some of them might have been like 13, 14. We don't know the actual ages, but we know they were really young. They might not have even known who these people are. You know, they would know like the latest Pokemon characters, but they might not know the latest political characters. All they knew was that there was some flabby man with man boobs, you know, having sex with them. That's all they knew. Now, I would think that they have learned at this point who some of those men were, whether they were with them or somebody else in their group was. But they have said they're afraid. And I can't explain why they haven't said who these people are. But I'm sure there's a reason. And I think it's really easy for us to try to judge what they should have done and what they should be doing when it didn't happen to us. If it happens to them, we need to understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thursday afternoon, and we're getting really close to the weekend. Tomorrow's Free For All Friday. So you heard in the news that Waymo, the driverless rideshare cars, are being tested in New Orleans and they may be released on the streets next year. I was in a Waymo car. I was in several Waymo cars when I was in LA earlier this year, very beginning of the year. And I did a video from the back seat of the driverless car, from the perspective where you see the driver's seat empty, and you see the steering wheel moving, and you see the vehicle doing what it's supposed to do in traffic. I just posted that video on Scoot on the Air Facebook. You can check that out and comment on it. Would you want to ride in a driverless car? Would you trust it? I got to tell you, it was surreal. It was exciting, but it was kind of scary because there's no driver there. And, you know, the car's got to stop. The car's got to see the red light. The car's got to see pedestrians. The car's got to turn. And it's just kind of eerie being in it. But, I mean, for the most part, I felt safe. And you know what was really cool? It was a friggin' Jaguar. It was a Jag.
All right. Well, not to spoil the video, but just I've never been to Los Angeles. How are the streets compared to New Orleans streets as far as infrastructure and potholes and the thing that goes on along? Like, does Los Angeles have something comparable to that, or were you in like a very, you know, very
safe?
Well,
I might have been staying in Hollywood. It might have been Hollywood. The streets are impeccable.
All right. See, that's what I think. There's a stark difference between the streets in Hollywood and the streets in downtown New Orleans.
That's an interesting point. I wonder how the Waymo car would deal with potholes, or if it would just roll through them, or if it would recognize the potholes. I guess that's one of the things that they're testing. Anyway, you can check out the video. It's on Scoot on the Air Facebook and share it because it's kind of interesting. All right, let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How are you doing, Scoot, today?
I'm good.
Scoot, I want to say this here so the people would understand. Right? I done played basketball. Mm-hmm. I done ran track. And I played football. So I have experience on what needs to be done. So when you make a comment about the leader of the team as the coach, right, the leader of the team is not the coach. The leader of the team is the owner. And you never make a comment about the owner. Gail Benson is the leader.
Anthony, the conversation's over. Cut him off. I'm not going to continue conversations when people are going on a premise that is totally untrue. Anybody who listens to this show knows that I've talked about Gail Benson a lot. So one of the rules of calling the show is, if you're going to assume that I did or did not do something that I did or did not do, if you've got a false premise when you call into this show, I'm ending the conversation. I mean, I'm just not going to continue it. And, you know, we have every right to do that. Calling this show is not a right. It's a privilege. And there are going to be some rules. And one of the rules is if you go off on something like, I never talk about Gail Benson, I mean, that's just stupidity. I have talked about Gail Benson's opportunity here when it comes to the Pelicans. I've talked about her opportunities when it comes to the Saints as well. So that was just a false thing. So I'm not going to take those calls. We're not going to continue with those kind of calls anymore. Look, we've got a lot to talk about, including the Epstein files. The president has signed the bill to release the Epstein files, but it could take weeks or months. And then now there could be a new investigation starting into the Epstein files, which would mean they're not going to be released. So I think this is all political jockeying. And I think that you and I as citizens are being jerked around. And I don't think we're ever going to see the Epstein files. I hope I'm wrong. But I think there are reasons why the president and the Justice Department are clinging so hard to this idea that the Epstein files not be released. There is a reason. They know the reason. You and I don't know the reason. We can only speculate. But they know the real reason why they don't want the files released. Also, I want to talk about Kellen Moore talking about the Saints being recharged during this bye week, and he says they are ready for the Falcons. And I have talked this week during Saints Falcons week about the problems that we have seen with the Saints after a bye. Quite often after a bye, they come out and they play like the bye is still going on. They don't come out recharged. But as I have said, I think this Saints team is going to be different. And I think they are going to be recharged. And this is an opportunity for the Saints to just reclaim the idea of dome field advantage. I mean, the Saints have not played well in the dome. It used to be an intimidating place for teams to play in. Now, teams love coming here because we're slackers. The Saints have been slackers in the dome, and they need to recapture that territory and make it intimidating for teams to come in here. They need to start playing their best ball in the dome, and they're not. But I think this is going to be a week that changes that. And I think the Saints are going to continue to rally around Tyler Shuck, and we'll see what happens. All right, I've got to get to a break. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And there's talk about the mayor wanting to contact Jeffrey Zappe. Yeah, this story continues. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1971, this was the number one song in America, Shut Your Mouth. Talking about Shaft, man. I was behind Isaac Hayes once in Memphis at the airport, and he was wearing one of his, chains. And, you know, he had to, like, basically take his shirt off to go through the line there. All right, a lot still to come. We're talking about the Epstein files, and we're also talking about the Saints. And Kellen Moore says the Saints are going to be ready. We'll talk about that coming up. But also, we'll talk about the ICE agents coming to New Orleans. It's going to be a new ICE age in New Orleans. We'll talk about that coming up on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.